What's good? What's good? What's good? Welcome to another episode of How I Feel. I'm your host, the Godfather. What's good, yo? Welcome to 2021. Man, this is the first episode of 2021. You know, I apologize for taking so long. I didn't want to come off the top. You know what I mean? 2021, just come in and just start talking and all this shit. You know, just coming off of a fucked up year. You know, 2020 was real fucked up. So coming into 2021, I had to, just chill for a second and just see how shit's going. You know what I'm saying? Like, how we starting off the new year. And, you know what I mean? Just see what you know, how people feeling and what people doing, and you know what I'm saying, just the whole thing, man. So I just been chilling back, checking out the scenery, you know what I'm saying, checking out the vibe, just feeling the energy and shit, man. So, you know what I mean, and, you know, I just felt like, you know, it was the right time for me to come back, you know what I'm saying. You know, it's March 27th, 2021, you know what I'm saying, and, man, it's about to be on and motherfucking popping, yo. You heard me? You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of shit to talk about. We got a lot of shit going. Y'all got a lot of shit going. Everybody got a lot of shit going. So hopefully it's going to be a good year for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shit, let's get into it. How I feel? What's up? You know what I'm saying? Shit, man. How the fuck y'all feel 2021, man? How y'all feel, you know, living 2020, going into 2021, you know what I'm saying, with, man, how do motherfuckers feel, you know what I'm saying, like, damn, I know how I feel, you know what I'm saying, I got one word, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, like, man, this shit. Man, I mean, check this out, man. It's like, look. 2020, we went into the future, you know what I'm saying? Like literally, shit just became, we stepped into the future, you know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers didn't even realize it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's cool so far, you know what I'm saying? Came into the 2021 praying, you know what I'm saying? Praying, you know, believing and, you know, being positive, you know what I'm saying? Good vibes, positive vibes, you know what I'm saying? Positive energy, good energy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how I came into the year, man. So hopefully, you know, with the praying and coming into the year the way I did, you know, hopefully God will answer my prayers as far as, you know, keeping me safe, keeping me active, keeping me alive, keeping me going, you know, maturing, manning up, being a better father than I was last year. You know, stepping up, man. You know, not saying, you know, anything bad about the past or fatherhood, but just saying every year I try to be the best, the best at what I am, and trying to do the best, you know, do better than I did the year before. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean when, you know, be a better father, a better person, a better son, a better nephew, son, just all of that, you know what I'm saying? So I prayed that, you know, God gives me the strength to be all of those things. So with me praying and saying that's what I want. So hopefully I know he's going to bless me with those, you know, knowledge and the maturity and, you know, all those things I pray for going into the 2021. So, you know, just me praying. I gotta pray, but I also gotta, you know, move on and act on it. So, you know, if I want to be successful, I'm gonna pray for whatever field I'm in to pray to be successful in whatever field. So I got to pray and I got to put in the work, though. You know what I'm saying? You can't just pray and not put in the work. Like, you got to pray and heal, listen. But if you don't put in the work, he's going to be like, oh, hell nah. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. So I prayed and, you know, I'm definitely for sure going to put in the work like I always do. You know what I'm saying? For myself, for my family, for, you know what I'm saying, mankind, for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be a better person, be a better human being, all of that stuff. So, you know, hopefully, you know, everybody came into this year with a positive note. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's for sure. You know what I mean? So, shit, man, 2021, a lot of motherfuckers got the stimulus. It's the second stimulus coming in, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's been a lot of stimulus, a lot of money. This last year was the most money the United States ever printed. You know what I'm saying? Let me say that again. Last year was the only time that United States has ever printed out that much money. This year, I don't know, we just started out, so we're gonna see by the end of the year, you know what I'm saying? But 2020 was the most, was even though the whole country shut down, the whole country was fucking moving, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers was moving. It was money being put out, and it was, niggas got their money, and, you know, it was a lot of shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. But, you know, it really made, excuse me. I mean, at the end of the day, man, you know, we all starting fresh. It's an even playing field for everybody. So, you know, I don't want to say for everybody, but it's an even playing field for a lot of things where a lot of people shouldn't be like, oh, it's not fair now, because now it's all on you now. You know what I'm saying? Like, the outcome, what happens by the end of the year, whatever happens, it's on you, good or bad. So, hey, it is what it is. That's on you. Can't blame nobody, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, you know, I don't know about y'all, but you know, the way I feel, like, I feel like, you know, 2020, you know, I'ma just speak for myself. This is how I feel, and you know, like I said, this podcast is about how, you know, how I feel, how you feel, you know what I'm saying? We're just gonna speak it. We're just gonna put it out there, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like I said, sometimes we gotta talk, we gotta speak and let things out, you know what I'm saying? You know, not everybody can afford therapy, and it's not always about speaking to a therapist. It's just about speaking to anybody. A friend, family member, classmate, coworker, your partner, whatever, you know what I mean, the homie. You know, your girlfriend, boyfriend, you know, your side chick, side dude, whatever. It's about talking, man. So that's all it is. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we don't all need a therapist. But if you need one, then hey, get one. If you could afford one, then do that. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you just need to talk to yourself or talk to your kids, talk to your partner, your parents, your family members, anybody. Sometimes you just got to talk. Let shit out, how you feel, how shit making you feel, so you don't go crazy. So, you know what I mean? Like, 2020, I feel like it wasn't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all talk about, you know, the system is fucked up, you know what I mean? So, 2020 was like, a lot of stuff changed. Not everything, but a lot of shit, you know, got shooken up, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, which was good for everybody, you know what I mean? So it's like, and I just, you know, I prayed, I just, you know, like, I told myself, like, okay, I'm gonna take this time to really handle my business, since we gotta be in the house anyways, and shit going down, you know, either you're going to be in a house and not do shit or be in a house doing shit. You know what I'm saying? That's your choice. I chose to do something. So, you know what I mean? I chose, you know, I put a lot of shit together. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't talk about it, but, you know, let's go in. Let's talk. You know what I'm saying? Let's conversate. You know what I mean? So pretty much, you know, 2020, you know, I sat back, you know, kind of like put myself back in school. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not college or whatever, but I kind of like went to school by teaching myself shit that I wanted to learn, that I needed to learn. You know what I'm saying? That shit that was going to make my life better for my kids. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? For my family. So, you know, shit I've been trying to put together for years, you know what I'm saying? But finally got the time to sit my ass down and put it together. So, you know, all the ideas I had in my head 20 years ago, bam, went ahead and, I mean, you know, I do music, I produce. So, you know, I really sat down and really put my whole label, you know what I mean, together and really got it down tight. You know what I'm saying? A full record label, you know what I'm saying? Called Smoke One Records. That's my record label. You know what I'm saying? Got the whole, you know, it's a full-on record label. You know what I'm saying? You know, got the production company going too. You know what I'm saying? The record label's called Smoke One Records. You know what I'm saying? And my production company's called Smoke One Productions. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, pretty much as far as the production company, you know, we do media, you know what I'm saying? Anything from videos, music videos to, you know, movies, documentaries, you know, all of that, you know what I'm saying? That's Smoke One Productions, you know what I'm saying? And Smoke One Records, the label, you know what I'm saying? Which is the, you know, the music, you know what I'm saying? And I got the clothing line going, you know what I'm saying? Smoke One Apparels, you know what I'm saying? So pretty much, man, everything is just Smoke One, kept it one thing, kept it one brand, you know what I'm saying? Which, you know, Smoke One Records, Smoke One Productions, and Smoke One Apparels, you know what I'm saying? Which all falls under Blood Diamond Inc., you know what I'm saying? That's the brand, you know what I'm saying? That's the major company and shit. That's what, you know what I mean? Smoke One Records, Smoke One Productions, and Smoke One Apparels. It's a Blood Diamond company, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, like, I was like, fuck it, man. I'm about to just handle my business, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just because a nigga, you know what I mean? Like, I went to college, but, you know, I didn't graduate college. I dropped out of college. I decided to drop out, you know what I'm saying? So I could, you know, fulfill my dreams of owning a record label and just doing business, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, I graduated high school in 98, you know what I mean? So, you know, in 1998 in San Diego, California, Hoover High School, and I went to college for 2 years. I went to Cal State LA, you know what I'm saying, in Los Angeles, California State University, Los Angeles, and I did 2 years there, you know what I'm saying? They wasn't teaching me what I needed to know, what I had to know. They was just teaching me some other shit. They was teaching me how to be a worker. I was like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, be a worker. Nah, I'm a CEO. I'm a boss. I gotta own a company. That's just being me since day one. So it's like, they was teaching me how to be a worker. I just like, fuck it, man. I need to just, you know what I'm saying? Like, go back home and, you know what I'm saying? And do what I gotta do to, have a record label, cause I wanted to be in the music business, you know what I'm saying? In the music industry, you know what I mean? So I just like, you know, let me go home and do what I need to do and put my record label together and sign artists for my city and, you know, sign the homies. So fast forward, you know what I'm saying? 20 years later, it's like, you know, a nigga being doing all that, but just not really making moves. I mean, not really, you know, I was making moves, but it wasn't no results. It wasn't no action. I was just partying a lot. I was partying more than I was working, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I had to mature. I had to, you know, wise up, grow up, you know what I'm saying? Man up, boss up, you know what I'm saying? So I moved to Vegas, you feel me? So, you know, I decided to move, to take my hustle on the road because I just couldn't do it in San Diego, you heard me? I just couldn't do it in San Diego, you know? let's take a quick break from my sponsors and we'll be right back. Yo, this your boy, Baby K, the Godfather. You heard me? Check out the new clothing line, Smoke One Apparels. You know what I'm saying? The hottest streetwear. You know what I'm saying? Urban wear. You know what I'm saying? Stay fly. Push for excellent. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's the hottest thing out there. You know what I'm saying? Smoke One Apparels. You know what I'm saying? Only available at NightCreates.com. Once again, Smoke One Apparels, only available at NightCreates.com. Welcome back. All right, man. So like I was saying, man, let me light this blunt real quick so I could tell y'all, you know, so we could chop it up, tell you how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Tell you guys a little bit about me, where I come from, how I feel, how I'm feeling, how I felt, all of that, you know what I'm saying? You know, a quick introduction, you know what I'm saying? And then we're going to get into the rest of 2021. But, so I decided to, you know what I'm saying, drop out of college, you know what I'm saying, and pursue my dream. And, you know, a long story short story long, man. You know what I'm saying? Ended up, it's 2018. Ended up in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? So, fast forward some more. 2020, shit shut down. I was like, you know what, man? Let me really take this time to really sit my ass down and really do what the fuck I need to motherfucking do. Because you know what? I told myself, man, you know what? I decided that I was gonna be a boss. Since a youngster, I decided I was gonna be a gangster. Since a youngster, you know what I'm saying? And when I mean gangster, I don't mean like gang banging. I don't mean gang banging or none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm just mean like a gangster. Like even before I even knew what a mafia gangster was like, I always want to be a gangster, like, you know what I'm saying? Just a boss, you know, feel me? Like, just having fun, running businesses, different businesses, you know what I'm saying? Not just one, but just different businesses, getting money, you know what I'm saying? Putting people on. So, as I got older, I realized I could do that. So, me dropping out of college was about me pursuing my dreams of being a gangster, like, you know what I'm saying, like being a boss, you know what I'm saying. When I dropped out of high school, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I mean college, what I meant to say was in high school, my junior year, I got introduced to Master P, No Limit, and the shit in 1997, I got introduced to No Limit Records by my homeboy, True. He was the biggest No Limit Records fan. And, you know what I mean? So we started calling him True because he was, you know what I mean, after No Limit True Records, whatever. So, you know, and fucking with P, that shit just blew my mind. And I wanted to be like that. Like, I was like, man, that was my dream. Like, man, that's who I want to be like. Like, that's what I've been chasing my whole life, to be just like him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Be a boss, got your own shit going and you having fun with it, but you really a boss though, but you know what I mean? Like, you calling shots, and that's, I was like, man, that's a real gangster right there. So, bam, dropped out of college, you know what I'm saying? Came back to San Diego, started the, you know what I mean, the record label and shit, you know, feel me? And I just blew the fuck up, you feel me? But just being at home, being where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? Like they always said, you know, if you want to make it, you got to leave your neighborhood, leave your city, and go out and handle your business and come back. So, man, 20 years later, yo, I was like, man, you know what, man? I need to get the fuck out of here. Take my hustle on the road, because I kind of got too big for the city, you know what I'm saying? Not to, you know what I mean, say it like that, but like my hustle got kind of too big for the city. I needed to be where real hustlers were, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I'm from a, you know, I was like, you know, just being a gangster, I was like, not a gangbanger, just a gangster. Like, I was like, man, I need to be, you know, I need to be where the gangster's at, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I came to Las Vegas, you feel me? It's like, Las Vegas was built by gangsters for gangsters. So I came out here, you know what I'm saying? I got it popping, you feel me? 2020, I was like, you know what, fuck the bullshit. Let me really handle my business. And I really handled my business, and I really came out here and really handled my business. And when I, you know what I mean, and really, you know, started taking over Vegas with the music shit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what's funny, man? You know what I'm saying? What's crazy is when this was back in 2001, 2002, I was telling niggas the reason why I dropped out of college to do music. I was like, man, just on your own record. But look, point is, I was telling niggas back in San Diego, 2001, 2 and 3, like, man, when I got my studio, my record label gone, I was like, man, we gotta be independent. Like, fuck a record deal. And nigga was like, oh nah, we wanna be signed. But you know, I have my own label and artists and everything, and man, we was out there getting bread, like real shit. Smoke One, we was out there getting bread, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, you know what I'm saying? And niggas seeing the people that I was with. Anyways, I ain't even gonna go into all of that. But just me being in Vegas, I was like, man, I really sat down in the pandemic, really put my whole shit together, everything that I already was doing and had, you know what I mean, had plan and the vision I had and just the goals and the ideas and all that. I was like, fuck it, let me just, you know what I mean, I had a little bread, so I was like, let me just do it, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Because if I don't do it now, I ain't never gonna do it, especially in this motherfucking pandemic. This is a sign from God. So I just, fuck it, just did my thing, you know what I'm saying? Really sit down and really put my label together the right fucking way. You know, my label, my production company, my brand, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, you know, bam, that's what the fuck I did. Cause I was like, I felt like I had to do it. If I wasn't going to do it in 2020, it was never going to be done. You know what I mean? It's 20 years went by, the pandemic failed 20 years from when I dropped out of college. I was like, this is a sign from God. You know what I'm saying? You know, not to say that it was a good thing, it was a bad thing, because it really fucked up a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? But it was going to happen regardless. But just me praying and me being so close to God and, like, sticking to the script, you know, when the pandemic happened, it was like a sign from God. Not in that way, but, like, bro, this is the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in Vegas a year before the pandemic happened. And I was just, living, doing my thing, whatever. But when the pandemic happened, I was like, yeah, this is a sign from God that nigga, you need to motherfucking do this shit. So, shit, I went ahead and did it, man. You know what I'm saying? Got my music out. You know what I'm saying? Got my record label out. Got signed. Right now, I got two artists I signed to my record label. I'm signed to my record label. I'm the CEO, and I'm signed as an artist to my record label. You know what I'm saying? I have two other artists, so it's three artists all together. You know what I'm saying? And the artists that I have, they are fire. They are the hottest motherfuckers out there right now. Like, real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, real spittums. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I had to really, you know what I'm saying, study the motherfucking game, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I didn't just move out here for the fuck of it, for the bullshit. Like, I came out here for a reason. So I had to really, you know what I'm saying, handle my business, you know what I'm saying, and boss the fuck up, you know what I'm saying, get my money up, get my weight up, you know what I'm saying, and handle my business, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, me, 2021, we taking over Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, my record label called Smoke One Records. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I got two of the hottest artists in Vegas. And they're taking over Vegas. And they're blowing up fast. They're coming up fast. You know what I'm saying? On some, you know, hip-hop, you know, rap. And my other artist does international music, you know what I'm saying, Afro beats and shit, you know what I'm saying, like good music, you know what I'm saying, you know, so it's a beautiful thing, man, it's a beautiful year, you know what I'm saying, you know, because I've been praying for so long, for, you know, I've been praying my whole life, so it's like God has blessed me, because I, you know what I mean, I stuck to the script, you know what I'm saying, stayed true to the game, respected the game, you know what I'm saying, and kept it real with the game, you know what I'm saying. I was, you know, God blessed me through these hard times, you know what I'm saying, and I thank God, you know what I'm saying. But you know, just me being out here doing my music thing, and just keeping it 100 with the city of Las Vegas, it's like, you know, I came across two of the hottest artists that's coming up, straight up, you know what I'm saying? You know, but yeah, man, you know, my record label, Smoke One Records, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The artists that I got right now, the two artists that I got right now, one is called Ace Rari, the Vegas Baby, you know what I'm saying? Ace, A-S-C-E, Rari, R-A-R-I, Rari, the, D-A, Vegas, Baby, you know what I'm saying? Ace, Rari, the Vegas Baby, you know what I'm saying? He's coming up, you know what I'm saying? Good music, energy, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's you know, it's the music that's popping right now, that fast shit, you know what I'm saying? He's nigga young, hot, popping, you know what I'm saying? Fly with it too, you feel me? Then I got my other little partner, you know what I'm saying? Jean de Roy, you know what I'm saying? Which stands for Young King, you know what I'm saying? He on the international music, doing the Afro beats and the, you know what I'm saying, like good, feel good international music, you feel me? Then the last but not least, you got Baby K, the Godfather, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You can find all of our shit on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Pandora, and all that stuff, man, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, the first artist, Ace Rari, the Vegas Baby. Second artist, Jean de Roy, spelled J-E-U-N-E. space R-O-I-S. The third artist, which is Baby K, the Godfather. You know what I'm saying? The is spelled D-A, Godfather. You know what I'm saying? Smoke One Records, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? The city of Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying, has embraced me. And I love it. You know what I'm saying? I represent. I mean, I'm from San Diego, California, straight up. That's all day. But I also love the city of Las Vegas. It's a beautiful city. A lot of great people. You know what I'm saying? And it's a beautiful thing right now. And you know what I'm saying? Coming into the year 2021, Smoke One Records, you know what I mean? We came in strong. We dropping music back to back. You know what I'm saying? Three different artists dropping three different style of music, and it's a beautiful thing, man. And, you know, God has blessed me, and I really appreciate that. You know what I mean? So, you know, y'all check out the good music. Like I said, we everywhere on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Pandora's, all of that. Whatever you listening to, we on there. You know what I'm saying? Smoke One Records, get at us. Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, that's what I got going. We just dropped the music. We dropped a couple of, we got like 10, whatever, 15, you know, records out there. You know what I'm saying? Now we got the movies coming out real soon. Within a couple months, we're going to have the movies coming, dropping real soon. You know what I mean? So, you know, as far as Smoke One Records, I mean, as far as me, you know, I've been working and we've been working. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, that's just how I feel. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, letting y'all know where I'm coming from, where I came from, where I'm at, and where I'm going. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're a family. So, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I want y'all to know me, and I want to get to know y'all. You feel me? So, you know, if y'all got any comments, anything y'all want to ask me, anything, any shout outs, any questions, anything y'all want to talk about, you know what I'm saying? Get at me at Smoke One Records. You know what I'm saying? SmokeOneRecords@gmail.com. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So I'm just, you know, having a good time. You know what I'm saying? You know, just doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? But so far, 2021, man, has been beautiful to me, good to me. By the grace of God, you know, I'm just trying to stay positive and trying to be positive through this pandemic, through this epic virus, this epic year, epic last year, epic new year. You know what I'm saying? Just everything is epic right now. Like, everything is epic. Because everything and everybody's doing epic things right now just to survive. You know what I mean? So, you know, whoever's out there surviving and doing what they got to do for his or her family, I respect that. And I fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck real motherfuckers. I don't fuck with no lame ass motherfuckers. Like, fuck no. If you're a real motherfucker, I fuck with you. I don't give a fuck what your race is. White, black, Asian, Latino, you know, whatever else is out there. If you're a real person, I fuck with you. I'm saying, because I'm a real person. I'm saying, and I'm an African man. I'm from Congo. I'm 100% African, but you know, that's just where I'm from, and I love my people. You know what I'm saying? And wherever you from, I'm pretty sure you love your people, and I could respect that. So I want to respect you as a human being, who you are, and I want you to respect me as a human being and who I am. You know what I'm saying? And who knows what life brings? You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? With this podcast, man, with this podcast, we gonna talk about, you know, a lot of our feelings and where we're trying to get in life and where we're going. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we gotta know where we came from so we can know where we're going. You know what I'm saying? We gotta know where we came from because we know where we at right now. But we have to know where we came from so that way we know why we at where we at, so we could know, you know, where to go from here. You feel me? So, like, you know, I'm just like all of y'all. I'm a human being, and you know what I'm saying? I need guidance. I need love. I need protection. I need, you know what I'm saying? I need whatever you need is what I need. So what I'm trying to say is that we're family. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not better than you. And I hope that you don't think that you're better than me and everybody else. You know what I'm saying? We're all the same. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at race. I look at the person, the human being. And I just hope that y'all look at me the same way. You know what I'm saying? So 2021, it's going to be a great year for me and for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just do what makes you happy. You heard me? Like, as far as just in life, you know, even for just from in life, from everything, your job, your work, if you can, do what makes you happy. Do a job that makes you happy. If not, do what you have to do right now to get to the job. Do the job that you have to do right now to get to the job that's going to make you happy in your life. You know what I'm saying? So wherever you at right now, use this as a stepping stone to get to wherever you need to get to. You know what I'm saying? So if you're working at, no shade, no disrespect, nothing. I'm just giving an example. If you're working at, say, a McDonald's, be appreciative of that job, because somebody else is in a worse situation than you. And I'm not saying that McDonald's is a worse job situation, but I'm just saying whatever job wherever you at, be grateful. So if you're working at a fast food restaurant, just be grateful that you have a job. So use that job as motivation to be like, okay, I'm going to use this job to stack some money. And within in 6 months, I'm going to start looking for a new job after I have X amount of money saved up. So, you know what I'm saying? I have a goal. So it's like, you know, and I'm just using fast food because we could all relate to that. We all had a job. We all had a job as a fast food or in the food industry sometime in our life. So, you know, so you just any job, use this job and have a goal. Say, like, so if you have McDonald's and you want to, you know, go up in life, have a goal. So it's like, I'm at McDonald's for a reason. So if you want to buy a car, right? Okay, work at McDonald's and save enough money to buy a car. It ain't got to be a fancy car, but just buy a nice car to get you back and forth to work. And then once you get that car, be like, all right, now that I have a car, I'm going to look for a second job. You know what I'm saying? And then now you work at McDonald's, you got a car. Now you could use that car to go to a, you know what I mean, different interviews and trying to get a second job. And then from that job, you're like, okay, cool. Now I'm going to save up, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to work until I find a regular full-time job that pays me and the same as these two jobs put together. You know what I mean? So I'm just giving example how, you know what I'm saying, just use where you at in life as motivation. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So where I'm at in life, I'm using what I'm really trying to do music. So, but anyways, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just be grateful and use what you have to get to where you need to get to in life. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say. Life is short. We ain't got time to be in one place forever. You know what I mean? So, just use this time, man, 2021, man, to really work hard. You know what I'm saying? Have a goal by the end of the year. You feel me? Have a goal by the end of the year. I have a goal, but I'm going to let you know on my next podcast. You know what I'm saying? And so my next podcast is going to be a week from today. So hopefully a week from today, you would have a goal set for the end of the year where you want your finance to be, where you want your career to be, your life, your vibe, your, you know what I'm saying, just everything. Write it down. You know what I mean? Write, you know, your, you know, financial, you know what I mean, maturity, mental, physical, you know what I mean, if you want to lose weight, write it down. Say, by the end of this year, I'm going to lose at least 10 pounds by the end of this year. And work at it. Take your time. You know what I'm saying? Don't rush. Fuck everybody. Do it for yourself. Take your time. Do it when it's good for you, when you're comfortable, when you're motivated. You ain't got to do it today or tomorrow or the next day. Do it. Get mentally prepared first and then do it. You know what I'm saying? If you want to, shit, produce music, make beats, you know, get a laptop or get a beat machine. You know, you ain't gonna know what the fuck you're doing, but fuck with that shit every day. Every day set an hour, at least an hour a day for you to fuck with that, with that beat machine or that, whatever you use to make beats. Or if you wanna be a track superstar or a track runner, run every day, practice, you know what I mean? So it's like we gotta handle a business. We have to handle our fucking business. At the end of the day, if your shit don't work out for you, it's your fault. Because if you handle your business, you might not end up with the exact goal that you started with, but you're gonna end up with something. You know what I'm saying? So you have to start with a goal, but you know, 5 out of 10, 6, 7 out of 10, you might not end up with that same shit, but you're gonna end up with something. You know what I'm saying? It's like you could start out being a track runner, a sprinter, you know what I'm saying? But some, you know, you never know, and you might end up being a fucking marathon runner. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? You might be the best marathon runner than a sprinter. So, you know what I'm saying? You might start out as want to be a producer, but because you stand in your lane and doing what you got to do, you might end up being a motherfucking executive of a record label. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, you might know more the business side than you know, the music side, or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So you never know, man. You feel me? So you know, I don't know where this fucking podcast is gonna take me next year. Who knows? Maybe nowhere, or maybe somewhere. I might be an actor. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? I might be a voiceover dude. A fucking, I don't know. I'm just, who knows? You know what I mean? So you just got, but I be doing a podcast is something that I always wanted to do. So I'm gonna just do it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna start as a podcast, but am I going to end as a podcast? I don't know. We have to find out, right? So we are gonna find out. So, you know, you might start out as a Uber driver, but end up as a truck driver, as an owner of a truck driver, right? That's even better. You know what I'm saying? Not saying Uber driver is not better, because I used to drive Uber, but just saying being an owner of an 18-wheeler is better than being an Uber driver, as far as financially. If you really. You know, it depends on how you do your business. So, you know, who knows, bro? You know what I mean? Or sis. So, like I say, man, you know what I mean? 2021, I just wanted to introduce myself, like, because I haven't really introduced myself. It's been a few podcasts, but, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go in strong this year. We're going to really, like, go ham. We're going ham this year. Fuck it. Because, you know, I've been preparing for this pandemic. But not saying like I knew, but just, you know, shit. My life being a fucking pandemic, my whole life it's been a pandemic, so this ain't nothing. This is just a regular motherfucking day. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm saying, do what the fuck you gotta do. So when something like this happens, it doesn't change your life for the worse, but only for the best. You know what I'm saying? Only can make it great. You know what I'm saying? But man, like I said, we're gonna be doing this once a week. How I feel, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm gonna bring y'all a lot of stuff, a lot of information, a lot of shit we're gonna talk about. And I'm gonna really connect with y'all, and we're gonna be doing some, like, you know what I'm saying, some live chats with callers about whatever issues going on in people's life or whatever issues people want to talk about, or connections that people, networking that people are looking for, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to have a great year, yo. We're going to have a great motherfucking year, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, I feel great. I feel good. You know what I'm saying? I just hope that God, you know, continues to bless me and bless all of you guys. You know what I'm saying? I just hope that God blesses everybody somehow, some way. You know what I'm saying? We all go through our ups and downs, but it's about, you know, your faith and your beliefs. You know what I'm saying? Your how strong you can be when things go bad for you. You know what I'm saying? Because the harder something bad hits you, the harder your comeback will be. But it's how you handle the negative, the bad thing. I don't want to say it's a bad thing, but it's how you handle life. You know what I'm saying? Because life is life. You feel me? So the only way you can make it better is the way you respond to the thing that occurred to you in life. So, knock on wood, hope nothing bad happens, you know what I'm saying? Besides death, a lot of things we can control. You know what I'm saying? We can't control being fired, but we could control our finances, right? So you could fire me, but if my finances are right, then I'm okay with that. Fuck you and your job. But if my finances are not right, then I'll be like, please don't fire me. So it's like, we could control a lot of shit besides death. Death is the only thing that we cannot fucking control. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we need to understand that our lives are literally in our hands. Literally. Like I said, the only thing that we cannot control is death. Besides death, we can control anything. We can control our happiness, our sadness, our emotions, our feelings, like whatever it is, we can control pretty much everything. 9 out of 10 things in our lives we can control. So it's all about making the right decision. So, you know, we need to work together, help each other out. Sometimes it's hard to make the right decisions. You know what I'm saying? Because temptations is a motherfucker. Like, for real, temptations is a motherfucker. So it's like, it's hard to make the right decisions sometimes when, especially when you're by yourself, when you're alone. It's easy to fall for temptation when you're alone. But when you have solid people in your corner that you could call on and talk to, and y'all really get together and support each other, it's easier to fight the temptation. Because, you know what I mean, like, if you married and you feel like you want to cheat on your wife just because this bitch got a big ass booty and shit, you know what I mean, like, that's all she got, like, she's an eye looking, but she got a big ass booty, and you know you can hit that, she'll let you hit that, like, but it's like, is it worth it? But it's like temptation takes over emotions and thoughts and all that. But it's like if you had the right people in your corner that you could call on the spot, like AK, like Godfather, man, I'm over here chilling, man, and I just a little get together, Godfather, and man, it's like it's so many fine ass bitches in here, man, and this one bitch next to me, and she wanted to give me that thing, and you know what I mean? And sometimes it's just a conversation with real motherfuckers that's gonna make you be like, you know what, you're right, man. I don't even need that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna fuck up my whole get down. It's gonna fuck up my whole life. You know what I'm saying? I got shit that's worth way more than this bitch big booty. You know what I'm saying? And that goes vice versa. Even for the ladies. Ladies, y'all need that strong female or strong man. A friend that y'all can call to, like, girl, this nigga trying to fuck on me and I'm trying to fuck on, but you know, I got a man. And sometimes we just gotta talk, man. Like, for real. Sometimes we just gotta talk and not be so, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's deep, but you know, if we just communicate, man, like I said, I'm here for y'all. So, you know, anytime y'all wanna talk to me, y'all could get at me. Look, this is my number right here, 619-704-4282. That's my cell. Y'all get at me 24/7. I'm saying, if y'all in a situation, y'all need to talk to somebody about some real life shit, hit me up. We could always talk. I will always talk to my peoples straight up. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna continue this next week. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what time, but it's going to be next week, though. This has been another episode of How I Feel, and I'm your host, the Godfather, Gia.